If you're looking to watch some high-quality basketball, tonight's game between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies probably isn't for you. Both teams are playoff-bound, but in a quirk of the NBA postseason, the Clippers and Grizzlies each stand to benefit from losing the game. NPR's Luke Burbank explains.
Kevin Arnovitz loves the Los Angeles Clippers. He's been a season ticket holder for 5 years. He runs ClipperBlog.com, a website that tracks the team's every move. He pretty much eats, sleeps, and breathes Clipper basketball. So you might be surprised to hear what he'll be doing tonight.
I'm going to flip on the local television feed, KTLA, here in Los Angeles, and I'm going to root enthusiastically against the Clippers.
Why, you ask? Well, because believe it or not, losing tonight's game could be one of the best things that's happened to either team all season. Thanks to the NBA's weird playoff system, tonight's loser will have a better chance of playing the Denver Nuggets, a decent team, but not nearly as good as the Dallas Mavericks, the team that tonight's winner will probably end up playing. Confused? Well, don't feel bad. So is Mike Seba.
It's a nightmare. You know, who's going to be playing and where the motivation is and that kind of thing.
It's always the gamblers that get hurt when it comes to these matters. Seba is senior odds maker at Las Vegas Sports Consultants. He's one of the guys who's supposed to predict which teams will win games and by what amounts. The problem comes when both teams secretly kinda want to lose. This puts players and coaches, who spend the rest of their lives being really competitive, in a weird spot.
You know, in their own mind, they want to win, but at the same time, you're thinking of the bottom line. And if you win, what do you get for winning? Well, you get to play Dallas. That's great.
He's being sarcastic, by the way. So what will happen tonight? Will either team play any defense or dive for any loose balls? It remains to be seen. In recent games, though, L.A. has looked more up to the task of losing. On Sunday, they lost to the abysmal Seattle Supersonics. Memphis, on the other hand, has been playing well. They seem to be a little more resigned to winning. The NBA is considering changing its playoff seeding for next season, so there's not another race to the bottom. For tonight's game, though, Clipper fan Kevin Arnovitz says there is one way both teams could play their absolute hardest without hurting their playoff chances.
One fellow on our blog suggested that each team should shoot at their own basket, which would create sort of a Lucille Ball sort of style of play.
That could actually be better than a lot of the standard NBA games I've seen this year.
Had the NBA embraced this, this could solve all those 87-78 sort of snooze fest that the NBA has been worrying about over the last 15 years.
You never know. Maybe tonight's game will be worth watching after all. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.